Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Lami ngibongeke utanonoka wande obesethulela indaba ngolimi lwesona. Linga livuka njani sulukandaba olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomvulo mhlazi ku 14 lwezi 2022 ngo Chris Gandhi. Endabeni zethu namhlanje, amatitshala athi awasoze amukele imali yebonus ephiwe igama likamongameli ethiwa yi-presidential bonus.
Thina njenge athusi sithi imali vele siyikhalelayo i-$540 esayitshontshelwayo.
Ukuthengwa kwedlalade lomhlabeleli uSandra Ndebele ngamadola adlula inkulungwane ezingamachumi amathathu US$30,500 kudala inkulumo.
Bancitshwe uSandra Ndebele imali, abantu bayakhononda, banikezwe futhi imali baphinde bakhononde, kanti kumele kwenziwe yini?
Kambe umbuso welemelika usuphela ukuba umbuso kantando kaZulu na?
I-Democratic Party ingathula ilandela ama-Republicans, ingakhulumi ukuthi ama-Republicans kabayeyele into enqabela i-democracy. Kuyabe sokuyinto embi leyo.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni we-Studio 7. Amatitshala athi awamukeli imali yebonus ephiwe igama likamongameli ethiwa yi-presidential bonus. Uhulumende wethule umbiko ngeviki edluleyo esithi izisebenzi zakhe zonke zizathola amakhulu amadola emelika amabili angamakhulu amabili i-US$200 phezu kweholo lebonus ebelivele likhangelelwe ukuphiwa lezi zisebenzi. Kodwa embikweni awethule ngeviki edluleyo uhulumende uthe imali le izabhadalwa izisebenzi ngenyanga ezimbili. Ezinye inhlanganiso zezisebenzi zibikwa zisemukela leli nyathelo. Kodwa inhlanganiso yamatitshala emaphandleni ye-ATUS ithi ayamukeli imali le ngoba iphansi njalo iphiwe igama likamongameli elokuthi presidential bonus. Ngesizwe ingxoxo esiyenze lesikhulumeli salinhlanganiso umnumzana Themba kuye moyo.
Sawubona ntateli Chris Gandhi, kuyasethusa kakhulu njenge-ATUS ukuthi uhulumende avuke esinikeza imali yama-taxpayers kodwa abeseyibiza ngokuthi i-presidential bonus. I-presidential bonus yangikhona ungayiqathanisa nebizo ngesikhundla sika-president, usukudane ukuthi kungabi kuba i-bonus ebizwa presidential bonus. Empeleni akusethusi nanku langu lanyakeni bakwenza. Lo nyaka sebekwenze kwaba buhlungu kakhulu ngoba leyo presidential bonus yangikhona isiqunywe kabili, isifana nje lokuyimali okunye okukhona. Kodwa-ke thina njenge-ATUS sithi imali vele siyikhalelayo i-$540 esayitshontshelwayo. Nxa sikhangele kathe sikuyisenziwa indaba yebhonasi, nxa sikhola 540 ibhonasi yidabu besiyabe sikubo 1008. Ambona ukuthi upresident ube ngabalalo igunya lokuthi ibhonasi yethu ebuya njalo ibizwe ngebizo lakhe. Kathe sokumenza imali ibizwe ngebizo lakhe, usenza njengokuza inkukhu okuthi ungahamba uchitha inyawo uthi kuyahamba lakho kulandela. Lanxa uchitha inyawo uthe ezimbili ezintathu khona kuzabe kubona engani thiwa inyawo uthi iyachitheka. Pho thina sonkukhu eziholelwayo, thina siyalazi ilungelo lethu. Abayekeli ukudlala ngezisebenzi balungise iholo lezisebenzi. Asikho isidingo sokubizwa kwemali eholwa isebenzi zikahulumende kuthiwa i-presidential bonus. Ikuthi nje ezinye izinto zenzakala eZimbabwe kuphela. Sithanda ukuthi iqondisi i-NJNC ikubona kuphuma impumelo ezintsha. Ngabantu nje abakholisa ukuyanikezwa ama-allowance, akulazi isebenzi abazimeleyo. Ama-union akhona ale nkokheli yizo inkokheli lezo kumele zehlala phansi zikhulume ngeholo lwezisebenzi. Kungenjalo sizabe siqhubeka sinikezwa inzece ezikhidikele phansi. Indaba besizwela kade we deserve better, abakuyele ku-constitution siyexoxa phansi labantu okumele sixoxe labo. Public Service Commission hatshi izaba lebela abalenzayo nge-NJNC.
Manje kuthiwa ibonus le izabuya njani? Sizwa kuthiwa izabuya ngemva kwenyanga ezimbili. Kuliqiniso nalo njalo lina liyakwamukela yini lokho?
Ibonus le kuthiwa i-presidential bonus asiyamukeli, kungoba thina vele imali esiyifunayo $540. Kusuka kube buhlungu kakhulu into ongayifuniyo ukusiphinda inikezwa lebizo elokukutshengisa ukuthi awuncengwa njengesisebenzi. Ngokunjalo konke kokubila sikwamukele. Simatasa khulumisana lezisebenzi ukuba senze njani ukuqeda ubusela lobu, senze njani ukuqeda ungcindezelo lolu, senze njani ukuze sithole $540 yethu esivele sayitshontshelwa emuva le ku-2018 October.
Lo ke ngomnumzana Themba kuye Moyo, isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yamatitshala owemaphandleni i-ARTUS, ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 eselubhane. Ukuthengwa kwedlalade lomhlabeleli uSandra Ndebele ngamadola adlula inkulungwane ezingamachumi amathathu US$30,500 ngalinye sokudale inkulumo. UNdebele ubesethula idlalade lakhe elitha elithiwa elethulelwe enkundleni ye-ZITF koBulawayo. Umnumzana Mthuli Ncube, umphathintambo wezemali, uthenge idlalade linye ngamadola zenkulungwane eziyithoba munembili US$8,500. Ukuthi umsekeli womphathintambo wezemidlalo umnumzana Dino Majakaire yena wakhipha amadola emelika alichumi lantathu US$13,000. Lo nkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni uthembise ukupha uMandebele inkomo ezine. Abanye bathi imali ethengwe ngayo amadlalade la ibingathenga impahla yezibhedlela esilayo iphathise uZulu. Kodwa ayisikho kwakuqala ukuthi umhlabeleli aphiwe imali eningi kangaka. UWinkidi wake wathola imali efika phose inkulungwane ezilikhulu US$130,000 kunye labanye bakhe abafana laboja Praise. Sixoxe lolwela ilungelo labesifazane unkosazana Victress Mathuthu ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Angibingelele umsakazi, ngibingelele labo balaleli bamsakazo. Igama uVictress Mathuthu. Indaba zokuthi uSandra Ndebele umculi unikezwe imali le engange $13,000 enikezwa nguhulumende waseZimbabwe. Ngichayela ihlombe kakhulu. Njalo ngiyakujabulela ukuthi uSandra Ndebele njengomculi ongumuntu wesifazane athole ithuba lokuthi athole imali engaka ezamsiza imfakele ukudla etafuleni njengomculi. Nxa sesibheka isimo sabaculi eZimbabwe siyazi ukuthi ngesikhathini esiningi abaculi kolutshwana bakutholayo ngomsebenzi wabo lo abawenzayo. Kodwa nxa esethe wanikezwa imali engaka, siyambongela kakhulu, siyambongela kakhulu uSandra Ndebele. Kuyinto enhle kakhulu ukuthi labo njengabaculi babhekelelwe bathole imali ezabasiza ekuculeni kwabo lasezimpilweni zabo. Ngiyambongela kakhulu uSandra Ndebele. Ngichayela ihlombe lokhu okwenzakale ukuthi athole imali engaka. Sengathi kungangapheleli kuye, labanye futhi abaculi bangapha emhlubuleni wesiNdebeleni bathole lelo thuba lokuthi banikezwe izimali lezo nxa zitheza bakhona.
Abanye bathi ukukhalakhala ukwenziwa ngabantu kuyamangalisa, ngoba bakhona abanye abahlabeleli abafana labo Inkidi asebeke baphiwa imali eziningi kakhulu ezedlula o $70,000 ngesikhathi besethula idlalade labo. Ukubona njani wena lokho?
Mina ngiyabezwa abantu bayakhala ngokuthi hey uSandra Ndebele unikezwe imali yigovernment, hey kumbe sibe kufaka kube sokuhlangene lezo mbusazwe. Asikho isidingo sokuthi abantu bakhale kangaka ukuthi uSandra Ndebele unikezwe imali. Akuqali ngaye. Kukuthi kwanengi sikuzwa abaculi kakhulu basemhlubuleni wasemashonaland benikezwe izimali njengoba sitsho nje ukuthi abo Winky DC asibezi banikeza izimali ezinkulu okudlula le mali esiyizwa ukuthiwa inikezwe uSandra Ndebele. So abantu nxa sebekhuluma sebekhalakhala futhi bafuna kwenziweni. Bancitshwe uSandra Ndebele imali, abantu bayakhononda, banikezwe futhi imali baphinde bakhononde. Kanti kumele kwenziwe yini? Abaculi kahle kahle abantu asingabafakini kwezombusazwe. Abengabaculi abekho ngaphansi kwezinhlangano zonke lezi zombusazwe kumbe kanjani. Nxa bethe bathola imisebenzi bathola izimali lezo, kumele sikutshayele izandla kakhulu. Singabi ngomakhala njalo, sinikwe siyakhala. Sincitshwe siyakhala. Pho esifuna kwenziwe yini? Abantu bayekele ukuthi yonke into nje behlala besola. Kuyilithuba elihle litholwe nguSandra Ndebele ukuthi la yathole leyo zomali esasizibone zitholwa ngabanye. So abantu abayekele nje ukukhalakhala, babonge lapho kumele babonge khona, bakhala lapho kumele bakhale khona. Hayi kuhlala abantu bekhala njalo lanxa nje sokwenzeka into enhle njengaleyi. Ngiyabonga.
Hayi, lathi siyabonga. Lo ke ngunkosazana Victress Mathuthu olwela ilungelo labesifazane. Ubexoxa ecingweni le Studio 7 ese South Africa. Okwamanje ke sikhangele iziphuthumayo ezivela kumaphephandaba athiyeneyo. Iphephandaba le Chronicle lilodaba lokuthi umkamongameli welizwe unkosikazi Auxillia Mnangagwa uhambe kobulawayo izolo lapho abone ngawakhe untombazana oleminyaka yokuzalwa e9 ozithweleyo. UMnangagwa ubikwa ephathele luntombazana ukudla, ingubo lokunye okokusebenzisa. Luntombazana ukhangelelwe ukubeletha kumaviki amalutshwana alandelayo. Iphephandaba le-Herald lilodaba lokuthi kulomholi wamapholisa uSuperintendent Vigay Maunganidze obuthiweyo ngoba etholakele elephepha lomhloliso wezemithetho wona ungakalotshwa. UMaunganidze ubuthiwe ngolwesihlanu wamiswa emthethwandaba weHarare ngolwesihlanu njalo ngomgqibelo ukhangelelwe ukuthoniswa lamuhla. Oku manje sengilithiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu kumbiko elisithumele nge-WhatsApp.
Njani bantu bakithi? Hayi, ngikhala ngalaba abantu abaqamula abantu. Qamula umuntu wesifazane lo ingalo ngendaba ye-ruling party, akula muntu obothwayo. Basha abantu bayazenzela. Nathi abantu ezigabeni zakhe, ezigabeni zethu, singavumela abantu esingabaziyo bezoganga. Uyabona ukusuka lapho asibambananga, ngabe sibambene kahle kahle ngaba kula sithi esingenayo. Umuntu ebezotshaya abantu empaka ezigabeni zabo emakhaya. Hayi khona, nathi akunye asibambananga, serious. Asibambananga. Isita kumele azingene, azingene. Ma ukuthi abantu besigabeni kwapho kancane beqothwe lesigabeni umbe benze okunye. Kube neimpanishment. Akukona ukuthi umuntu uyesha umuntu wesifazana, kula muntu obosha usani, abantu bezani bayaganga. Asafuni into zezani zanzana endaweni zethu.
Saribonani, saribonani lonke maZimbabwe amahle. Studio 7 linjani lonke kumagumba amanomhlaba. Hayi, mina ngiyaphila. Ngeke ngizishe igama lami kodwa kule nto engikhathazayo engihluphayo. Ngizwa kuthiwa abantu behambile ukuyobona lapho kulele khona abafowethu labodadewethu khonale ezweni lasezambia komakhelwane. Umbuzo wami ukuthi kungani amathambo la angabuyi ezolaliswa la ekhaya ukwenzela ukuthi uma kufika isikhathi sokuthi kuyobonwa lapho abalele khona. Wonke umuntu ekhona ukuthi ehambe kunganawo passport, kunganani ehlulayo into yini khonapho. Ngicela mpela ukuthi lo mbuzo ufike kubaba phambili. khona nakuyomista wamasifo azizwele ukuthi sikhala kakhulu ngabafowethu laba balele khona ngoba azi walaphalele khona lamathambo. Ngiyabonga kule ndawo.
Ye Studio 7 linjani? Ake lami ngiphawule lapha wamumbono ngalo baba lo ofuna ukuzokhokhela amaNdebele yena engasondebele. Hhayi abantu bakithi singaba lokho sikhala sibili sithi thina sikhokhelwa ngamashona lakhona ngapha njengoba futhi lifuna ukubiswa elinye ishona. Akula mntu wako akula Ndebele lakomoyo ngamqondisi kuyikuthi ngeqiniso ngwakomoyo kuyafanana vele sithathe elinye ishona futhi ukuthi libuye lizodabulilizwe sithi thina sifuna ukuzimela sodwa kodwa sithathe elinye ishona lizodabulilizwe futhi.
Ngabe ninjani ku-Studio 7? Mangizothanda ukukhuluma ngala bantu abakomplena ngabalaleli ababulisa ihlobo nabangani emsakazweni. Awu bantu bakithi, kanti nifunani vele? Abantu laba baqala bengamameli u-ZBC eZimbabwe ngendaba zenu ezizokushaya imithetho baze baphume elizweni. Manje sibathola ukujabula lokho kuncane ku-Studio 7 selishaya imithetho njalo. Hhayi ake nihlukane nabantu phansi. U-Studio 7 akakhethi uhlangothi, nini nizokulalela ezamasiko. Sibuye sizwe sivuselele umoya nobontunkameli inkomo. Abantu bayeza bazopromote i-music yabo laba especially laba abasha, even laba abafuna usizo bayasenda inhlupho zabo la emsakazweni namanamba sibasize ngalokho sibasiza ngakho. Lina senibuya nizokhomplena ngokuthi abantu babulisa abantu emsakazweni, naye ke nihlukane nabantu. Ngiyabonga msakazi.
Sanibonani abantu bakithi linjani ngezindawo.
Ha kodwa kuseqinishweni ilizwe lakithi likushwa iziphofu, impumpu uthempeli ezingaboniyo emehlweni, iziphofu ezingaboniyo umnankagwala. Khona kuleyo Egypt uye kwezane Egypt edlalisa nje imali, kube le mali uyenzela abantu something, umeoro wayenza imigwaqo or anything angayenza ukuthi abantu bayibone. Dani ukuthi selokhu wangenayo yini into oyenzayo mnankakho? Ngaphandle nje kokuzula nje ngendiza mthina, ngokuzula nje ngeframachina kuphela into ayaziyo. Enye into ongatshona uyibala mpela ukuthi mnankakho wayenza yini. Ah kodwa bayajabula abantu bezanophefu. Kodwa iqiniso yenzibuzwa iziphofu lapha. Iziphofu mpela ezingaboniyo, ezingelamehlo mpela. Angeke uthi umuntu uChristi ufana lomnankakho so. Kambe ubuhlala usemoyeni kusiza ngani lizwe lokho libola ligugudeka siya phansi. Kodwa imali endiza mthini unayo. Kodwa yokuthenga imithi esibhedlela akalayo. Eyokulungisa izikolo abantu babo bethu bawelwa emiduli akalayo. Eyokulungisa imigwaqo akalayo. Yokuthi kuyezwa imali elizweni. Bekele ubusela babo lekhora yabo le. Into zonke lezi mawuthi lokuza zwakula mali lizwe lalila mali. Endiza mthina yena uyithathaphi yokuhlalisa emoyeni njengenyoni? Uyithathaphi leyogibela indiza mthina yena? Ayi kodwa lezi ziphofu zezanuphiye.
Salibonani wasakazi nani balaleli be-Studio 7, ngifela iqinisa lokhuluma waselupane ejabhiwa ekana. Balaleli be-Studio 7, nginokumangala nje abeZimbabwe ngathi wona amaminista aseZimbabwe, yonke icabinet yaseZimbabwe, icabinet kaMnangagwa ethi eZimbabwe kunenkululeko. EZimbabwe sikhululekanga eZimbabwe. EZimbabwe siboshiwe eZimbabwe. Engake ngeke sithi sikhululekile eZimbabwe, sigcwele amazwe wonke lawo emazweni, sishaywa, sibulawa, senziwani ukuthi sikhululekile singasebenzi ezweni lakithi. Abantu abakhululekile yilabo abasebenza emazweni akubo, hayi thina abeZimbabwe. Singathi singayibiza sithi yiphi leyo nkululeko yakhona, ngoba sihleli emazweni, sihleli ngokucasha, sihleli ngokubaleka, sihleli ngokuzifihla, siyothi sikhululekile eZimbabwe. Yiliphi abakhululekile? Yibo bona laba bezano abomnankagwa nabogawulo nabochuma, yibo abakhululekile, hayi thina abantu phansi. Asikhululekanga thina ngoba sihlale sisenhlungwini, sihlele isikhala. Umuntu weZimbabwe mayahamba nje esitaradeni, uyambona nje ukuthi lo muntu usizile ubhalwe ebusweni, kuthiwa lapho sikhululekile. Ngengamangala uba omunye ubaba nje eli this year mayethi abantu beZimbabwe, eZimbabwe kunenkululeko, umbuso kaSmith wawungakhululekanga kodwa manje sikhululekile. Angazi kwakuthiwa umkhwana noma kwakuthiwa umkhwanazi noma kwakuthiwa umnguni lo baba owakhuluma kahle.
Ngabe salibonani salonani, ngabe livuka njani ku-Studio 7? Hayi thina siyavuka. Bengicela ukuphawula kancane endabeni lezi ezomsindo lezi. lezi olodlame lolwenzakala ekhaya kweZimbabwe amaovet yibo abantu abaphakamisa udlame amaovet awezani PF uPresident sengathi kungayenziwa udlame kodwa amaovet yo aphakamisa udlame emakhaya besithi bona yebo abalwa impi ngoba ngikhuluma kanje lami ngangili youth lezani kodwa ngachiya ngo 2008 kuma rerun sasichaya abantu ekhwekhwe le ekuthiwa kuse Indunoku okulabo masara kufa odt yotenga besihlalise egangeni sichaya abantu sikuchayisa isilogano ngehluleka sikuchaye singakuba kwathi ngwe MDC siyabamba imbuzi ezibayeni sisidla inyama lo ngumsebenzi wamaoveta soka president mina ngagwa sesingamgcona ye kodwa hayi lami ngangingumunye wangkhona wamayouth ezanpf anyeke ngize ngiziveze ibizo kodwa ngangingumunye wangkhona ngachiya mbona ukuthi lokho esikwenziswayo akukho right abanye bethu bahlanya ngokuchaya abantu sebengathaba ukuthi bayachaya kodwa emfuneni kudlo lokwamavoti uyahlanya abanye bafa mina ngancedwayo ukuthi ngiyasonta ngahle ngacabanga unkulunkulu ngaguqa kuye ngageziswa iminyama yabantu abane sasibachaya eshagare usipho owayengukhansela we-MDC wachaywa wathathelwa imota eshagare lelwagweru komadinga le wachaywa wathathelwa imota imisebenzi yezanu leyo ngiyabonga
Lawo ke bekungamazwi enu lina balaleli bethu lisithumele ngeWhatsApp kunombolo zethu ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Kwezemelika, kambe umbuso welemelika usuphela ukuba umbuso kantando kaZulu na? Umbuzo lo uza ngoba iningi labaphikisa impumelo yokhetho abakade bencintisa kukhetho lwama-midterm banqobile kungani kungelani lokuthi batshengisa ukuthi intando kaZulu abalani layo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe locubungula izombusazwe unkosikazi Priscilla Ndlovu.
Mina angivumelani lalezo ncwethi ezicungula ezombusazwe kumbe ezikhangela ezedemocracy. Kuqakathekile ukuthi i-Democratic Party ikhulume ngedemocracy ngoba nxa sikhangele i-Democratic Party imelele oluningi. Nxa abantu sebezavalelwa ukuthi bavote kumbe bavalelwe ukuthi benze ama-choices abo, i-Democratic Party ingathula ilandele ama-Republicans, ingakhulumi ukuthi ama-Republicans kabayeye le into enqabela i-democracy. Kuyabe sokuyinto embi leyo. Singananzelela ukuthi nxa sikhangelele amaphathi womabili kule ndlela leyani ukuthi uyabona sobala obala ukuthi i-Democratic Party imelene, i-Republican Party imelene. Esikhathini esiningi i-Republican Party ikhangele umuntu labaswelayo, labahluphekileyo, labafuna i-representation abangeke bazikhulumela, abangelazimali zokuzenzela izinto.
Manje ibandla lama Republicans lona ulibona njani?
Ama Republicans amelele abanothileyo labanelisa ukuzenzela izinto. So ofuna ukukhulunyelwa ngubani? Ngongela imali, ngongelazi izinto zangkhona. Kuqathekile ukuthi ama Democrats akhulume ngani ngedemocracy. Ngoba nxa i-democracy ngalahleke eAmerica, nxa sesithi thina kulungile ukuthi abantu bahambe nxa bengajabulela ukuthi uhulumeni ubusa njani, bathwala induku lezikhali. Bayibhidliza izinto zikahulumende kumbe babhidlize indlela uhulumende ayenza ngayo izinto. Njengalokhu okwenzakala e-Congress ngesikhathi sama-election ngo-January 6. Kungeza ke kulunge ukuthi abantu bangakhulumi ngakho ngoba into eluhlazo. Ngoba ama-Democrats angekela ukukhuluma ngakho baza kuphinda bakuphinde. Sizagcina sesibusana ngenduku, sesingasabusani ngomthetho. Ongela nduku engasakhulumi kukhuluma abale nduku ngoba bachaya. Hayi mina lokho okwaezingcwethi zakhona lezo kuyadiphenda ukuthi bona bakhuluma beseceleni likabani. Nxa beseceleni likaTrump baza kuthi khona ama-Democrats kubi ukuthi batshela ama-Republicans. Kodwa bakhona lama-Republicans labo abakhulumela ngaphakathi abayisa ku-Trump abafuna i-democracy. I-democracy ifunwa ngumuntu wonke.
Lo ke ngonkosikazi Priscilla Ndlovu ocubungula izombusazwe ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 esesigabeni se-Washington, Washington State ngapha kwele Melika. Umhlabeleli uSikhosana Buhlungu njengokuthembisa kwakhe ngolwesine wethule ingoma yakhe ethiwa Khiwa. usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uke waxoxa loSikhosana phambilini kokwethulwa kwalingoma.
Zarezela maga papu komnyaka. Ehe.
babe mbiza hlanya, sebe mbiza kiwa. Yiyo ke ingoma entsha, ingoma kaSkhosana kubuhlungu. Esigqibela ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje singakehlukani. Kesikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebesilazo. Amatitshala athi awamukeli imali yebonus ephiwe igama likamongameli ethiwa i-presidential bonus. Kuthengwa kwedlalade lomhlabeleli uSandra Ndebele ngamadola adlula inkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili US$21,500 kudala inkulumo. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo nguChris Gande. Abangenelisanga ukuzwa indaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com. Masidibaneni njalo kusasa sikhathi sinye kumbe ngo-half past 7 ntambama.